is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. His podcast is Politics and Policy, as well as The Goodfellas, commenting on the politics of the nation and California. We're going to put them together. Gavin Newsom has a podcast you've heard. Well, have you sampled it? Because it's persuasive to me, a first-time listener to Gavin Newsom. Why? Because, and the term of office he's in now, governor in Sacramento, ends in 26, and that leaves him 2 years to prepare for the presidency. Bill, a very good evening to you. Before we get to Gavin Newsom, a couple of facts have come up recently that may inform decisions about the future, especially if Mr. Newsom is looking at the White House. The NBC poll, which is not hostile in any fashion, a national poll suggests that the Democrats have trouble with their own electorate, let alone the independents and the Republicans. They are in the 20s for approval. Does that surprise you, Bill? Is this what happens after you lose an election? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It doesn't surprise me that the party has an image problem, because that's what losing begets. But being in the 20s is kind of a shockingly low number when you consider that national elections are basically 45-45-50-50 propositions. So that means the Democrats are just kind of hemorrhaging people right now, hemorrhaging in terms of support at the poll, but also hemorrhaging in terms of the battle of the great debates. And as we talk about Gavin Newsom, we talk about what other aspirational Democrats are up to these days. This is kind of the question that remains. It's, you know, a lot of these guys want to talk about tactics. So for Newsom, I'm going to sit down and talk to people who don't see the world as I do. I'm going to try to find ways in which we agree. You look at Governor Pritzker in Illinois, John, who is just the opposite. He just wants to go after Donald Trump, hammer and tong, the same for the mayor of Boston as well. But what all these Democrats don't seem to understand is that the problem they have is they're kind of divorced from ideas in this country, and they find themselves continually on the short end of so-called 80-20, 70-30 issues, where this is what Trump derangement does. You so hate Donald Trump that you automatically hate anything that Donald Trump talks about, and it turns out that sometimes Donald Trump actually makes sense to the American public. So, yeah, it's an image problem for Democrats writ large, and the question moving forward is who is going to lead this problem, John? Who's going to lead this party?
What caught my attention immediately, and I all of a sudden had great respect for Gavin Newsom, because you and I are hosts, Bill. We understand hosting is different than being a guest. Yep. It was his conversation with Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, former vice presidential candidate. Mr. Walz was maintaining, coming from a blue-blue state, just like Gavin Newsom, maintaining that the Republicans are bad guys. I think he said bad guys, or even stronger language. And he was being specific about Steve Bannon, in particular, Michael Savage, and other Republican voices, not politicians necessarily, right, sort of talk radio, right, being very negative. And Gavin Newsom, he didn't really argue with him. He disputed it, saying, you've got to talk to them. You've got to understand where they're coming from. Mm-hmm. And Governor Walz kept repeating, they're bad guys. You don't want to be. And then a litany of what's wrong with them, usually some syndrome associated with race or gender. And Gavin Newsom hung in there. He didn't back down. Is that always been the case for him?
No, not always, John. And this is going to be part of the fun moving forward of Newsom and his podcast, and when his memoir comes out later this year, a team of fact checkers going back and seeing that if what the governor says today squares in this record. A good example is during his conversation, it might have been with Walz, I think, where he mentioned that the term Latinx, Newsom just said, you know, where did this come from? You know, I've never said it. You know, nobody works for me has ever said it. And so sure enough, you know, fact checkers went out and said, well, here are a half dozen tweets where the governor uses it, and here are a bunch of proclamations where he uses it, so it doesn't hold up. You know, but the Walz interview was very disappointing in this regard. In a previous podcast, Newsom had pointed out the rather devastating ad that the Trump campaign ran against Harris on the issue of gender reassignment surgery for prisoners in California. And Newsom said, you know, that's not even an 80-20 issue, that's a 90-10 issue, and there we are, not even fighting back against it. As governor, John, he could change that policy if he wanted to. He could call on the legislature legislature to pass a law revoking it. He could go to the ballot with initiative, but no. And so this is kind of the problem with what Newsom is doing here, where it's a lot of talk, but not really much action. You know, we want to go back and compare this to Bill Clinton talking about being a different kind of Democrat and famously triangulating. But Bill Clinton very cleverly picked up issues from Ronald Reagan, middle class tax cuts, welfare reform. You don't see Gavin Newsom picking up issues right now. He's crediting Republicans running on issues, but he is not advocating the issues himself. And there lies the problem.
The negative reviews that Mr. Newsom is getting from his own support team, mm-hmm. the media, major media voices mm-hmm. writing negatively. Isn't that a positive when it comes to independents and Republicans?
Well, the school of thought is a very cynical school of thought. Is that, yeah, it's a positive. And then if you both really anger the left by doing this, and you also anger the right by who will say he's being a hypocrite for doing this, people in the middle might actually support this because the two extremes don't like it. I think it's kind of a genius move by Newsom in this regard. We're all talking about this, John.
Yeah.
And if you want to be very cynical, you think, why is he doing this? This is attention-seeking behavior. And boy, he has more than succeeded at that, hasn't he? What did Churchill say about the RAF? Never so many owed so much to too few. I'm trying to remember in politics, when has so much been said about someone who's actually said so relatively little in his podcast, which is what's going on here.
Within these last hours,
yeah.
The New Yorker goes with a big feature about Gavin Newsom's podcast. It's essentially right. saying, pay no attention to this podcast, with great illustrations, lengthy argument. It's even entitled, in case you didn't get it, what Gavin yep. Newsom's embarrassing podcast suggests about the Democratic Party. Bill, he's a winner. He's a national winner.
He's also benefiting, John, from really remarkably sloppy reporting in this regard. So the first big controversy was the initial podcast he did with Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. And the big kerfuffle there was Newsom changing his position on biological men playing women's sports. Well, if you go back and listen to it, or you actually read the transcript, he didn't say that he opposes the policy. And again, he didn't change. He's going to say he's going to change the law. He just said that he understands the emotional side of the argument. That's all. But the media run with this, and holy smokes, Gavin Newsom's changing mind on the issue. No, not the case. So always trust the media to take the fish hook when in doubt. And Newsom, I think, is a very smart operator and understands that the media will do his bidding by doing such.
In the meantime, he's governor of California. How's it going, Bill?
Well, so this is my lament and my next column I'm going to write for Hoover on this. When you do a podcast, that means that it takes up time in your schedule, not just to do the podcast, but to research it, to get ready for it, to prep it. It's not like John Batchelor comes on the air and just goes willy-nilly talking away. You do a lot of work behind the scenes to make it a good podcast. So that means that the governor is in his home in Marin County, not in Sacramento, and he's paying attention to his podcast. Meanwhile, things are starting to pile up back in Sacramento. The biggest problem being that we are headed toward a budget that has to be settled this summer, and there's a big hole in the budget right now with what pertains, John, to what is called Medi-Cal, which is the state equivalent in California for Medicaid. It's about $3 billion in the red right now and growing, John. And so the governor's going to have to solve that problem and some other fiscal problems. So, yeah, it's, you know, wonderful for his national ambitions. He's doing a podcast, but every hour that he's focusing on the podcast is one less hour that he's not paying attention to California.
Now, bloody minded of me, but he wins California no matter what he says. He's got to convince the swing states. Does this podcast do it, Bill? We've got 30 seconds.
I don't think the podcast does it. I think what he's trying to do is mainly win over donors at this point. Donors liking the fight, donors liking the guy to go on the air and do this, and donors maybe thinking that he understands how to triangulate. So I think that's the first get. It's not just coming from California, John. It's also getting California cash.
Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, soon to be a candidate for the presidency, and he's got great hair. Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor.